Yeah? Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm Jessica Tallon. I've worked on ActivityPub, but I'm currently working at the Sprightly Institute. And I'm a Scheme programmer. All of our work at Sprightly is in Scheme, in Guile Scheme. And I'm also a long-time Emacs user, which might surprise you if you've read the title of this talk. I've been using Emacs for, well, I say a long time. I think probably in the audience there's been, this will seem short time, but at least 14 years or so. Quickly, Sprightly, we do a lot of work on Guile Goblins and Hoot, which is a Guile scheme to WebAssembly. We work developing technologies for the decentralized web, and we're a US nonprofit. If you're interested, donate. But this talk is largely not about Sprightly, but Scheme itself. And who here is a Scheme developer, Guile Scheme developer? Who here doesn't use Emacs for that? Great, maybe talk to me. But this is a sentiment I've seen several times, which is people asking to learn, like, they want to learn Scheme, they want to start with Guile Scheme. And the advice is learn Emacs first. And I actually think this isn't bad advice because of how poor the situation is outside of Emacs for developing Scheme code. And I really want more people to use Scheme. And I think while Emacs is a great editor, it's a weird editor as well. You know, like buffers are windows and copy and paste, a kill and yank, and it's got weird defaults. It's quite a burden to learn if you're a new time developer. And so what are other people using? I found this graph very confusing because none of the percents add up to 100. I think people can pick multiple options. This is from Stack Overflow. It was kind of difficult to find stats on this. But you can see, like, VS Code is here, Vim. You've got Nano, surprisingly, Sublime Text, Zed. And unfortunately, Emacs just isn't on here, so I'm guessing we don't fill in the survey. but more people should use Emacs. It's great. And why is it great? Specifically, why is it great for a scheme? So you can see here, sorry it's a little small, you can see here it's obviously got great syntax highlighting, and it's got great indention, which I'm going to speak about more in a little bit, but scheme indentation is not like it is in other languages, but Emacs handles it perfectly as you'd expect. A lot of people use PAREdit or SmartParens. I actually don't, even in Emacs. And it's got great REPL integration with Geyser and things like that. It also has the info manual, which is really great. And you can see here in the screenshot, you can't actually see where my cursor is due to how GNOME takes screenshots, but I'm over the HT variable in this hash reset. And it's helpful in the bottom here telling me that it's expecting the table here, and then the next values will be key and value. And I have my REPL here, and I'm evaluating some functions and seeing the answers. It's a really good environment to develop in. And indeed, the documentation is right there in Emacs. I can just ask it what this function is, and it's hash reset, and it will tell me what it is and the definition, and I can jump directly to the manual or the source code. This is why Emacs is such a great development environment for Scheme. Are there any other development environments for Scheme that are really great? I've got Dr. Racket here, another Scheme. I don't think it's that great for developing non-Racket Scheme. Maybe other people have had more luck with it. And this is a screenshot from the SICP lectures. So the chalkboard is a popular choice, at least back then. But it didn't make it onto the survey. But what's the status in some of these more mainstream editors? This is Zed, which was on the survey. This is actually not directly out of the box. They used to have the Scheme plugin included out of the box, but this was the highest rated one. And, you know, it looks actually okay, right? Like, you're seeing some syntax highlighting. And that looks good. And then this is Sublime Text. It's proprietary, so not something I'm likely to use. But, you know, this does actually come out of the box with Scheme. And this is the Goblin source code. And you can see it's like highlighting this pretty well. So what's the problem? This looks great, right? Like, why am I speaking about this? It's great in that it has syntax highlighting. But the second point of indentation, I would say, is almost more important. And what I found when I tried to program Scheme outside of Emacs to be the biggest barrier. This was, you take for granted what Emacs will do for you there. And it doesn't have any of these other things either. No power edit, no REPL, and no good documentation integration. And this indentation, what do I mean by this? I've got the same source code on both sides. This one's Zed, but it's similar in other editors. And this is Emacs in the terminal. And I have this let block. And I've finished defining this first binding, and I've hit enter. And Emacs has helpfully put my cursor right where I'd want to start the next binding. In line. And I've done the same in Zed. And it's just taken what the last indentation was. And so I will have to go there and press space a lot of times to go up. And actually, a lot of editors do the right thing and put spaces instead of tabs. But it also will treat spaces as tabs. And if you press the back because you've gone one too far, it'll probably take four spaces or whatever you've set your tab width to be, which is really annoying. So really what you want is to be able to hit enter and it to line up. And a lot of languages, this is really easy. You think of JavaScript or something. It will, you tell your editor, hey, curly brace, indent one, and close the curly brace, de-indent one level. But Scheme works a bit different to most languages, and how does it work? I think there might be more rules than this, but you can see some of the examples of how indentation is supposed to work. Here I've got a procedure, and I've got one argument, and I could actually have more on the first line. And if I hit enter, it will line it up perfectly. But if I actually just put the procedure call and then hit enter, it will line it up with the procedure call. And then this other one that I would not have known if I hadn't tested it in Emacs, you put an open parenthesis and you press enter, and it will indent one space so to leave it. There's some special things that I think of as like body. They have a body. When you're defining a procedure, or once you're done with your bindings in the let block, or when, or unless, there's a bunch of these. And these you indent two spaces in. And so this is not something I can just tell, like VS Code or Zed, like, do this. And so what was my first attempt at trying to get some of this to work in another editor? And this is going off screen, but I just used Emacs for the indentation. And this is a save formatter that I set up, and it calls out to the script, and what's in this script? Well, it's requiring the Scheme major mode, it's indenting the point, and then it's writing out to the file, so anytime I hit save, well, at least my PRs aren't going to get rejected because my formatting is completely wrong. But this is actually not very good for many reasons, and not what we want to be recommending for people to do. So I spent a bit more time, and I decided to try and build a plugin for VS Code or VS Codeium, the freer version of this. And you know, you can see it here. It's got syntax highlighting, as you might expect, and actually these rainbow parentheses come out of the box with VS Code. It does the indentation correctly. My plugin told VS Code, "Hey, don't bother with indentation. I'll handle that." And I build an abstract syntax tree of all of the S expressions and their indentation levels. And then when you hit enter, it will walk back the tree and figure out where it should indentate to. Hopefully, I'll have time to demo that. It has a few other things that Emacs didn't have. Maybe you can configure it. I'm sure there's a minor mode for this. But I never remember these surfies. A few of them, maybe. So Surfie 1, you know, the testing one, Surfie 64. But largely, I don't remember what any of these surfies are. So these comments are actually not in the source code. These are layered on top by the plugin. These don't appear in there. So anytime you define these surfies, you can look at your code, and the plugin will helpfully tell you what they are. But I also need to import these surfies. So it has this helpful surfie picker as well. I can search, like, oh, I want the context bound one or whatever. And it will helpfully find the right one, and I can hit enter, and it'll just put the import. Demo time. Let's see whether I can do this. So I feel like demoing this is a little anticlimactic to Emacs users, because this will just look like how it should work. But if we think about this, I've got use modules, and I can show the surfie picker. Maybe I want the cond expand. It's difficult to do when looking at the screen. Wait, did I do that right? Oh, it's just off the screen because it's so big. I think. Is that context for case? And I can do this, you know, let binding. I should just look up. No, I can't. It's not mirrored. and you can see I'm hitting enter, and it's indenting to the correct spot. And I can hit enter there, and it will indent to the correct spot here too. And you know, I'm a sprightly developer, so I'm gonna write a actor here. you can see I can, you know, you get the gist here. I can't do this on stage, but you can see it's indenting things to the correct level, and we've got all the syntax highlighting. And this actually turns out to be a pretty neat development environment. And this is huge, so I don't know whether I can make this smaller so it's slightly easier to see. This is huge, but you know, like it's like highlighting everything and handling all the indentation. And I've used this for over a year to write scheme code professionally. It seems to work pretty great for what it can do. So that was the demo. That's sort of where I've gotten to. There are a lot of holes, though. First, I'm going to talk about other projects. And I think this list should be longer. I don't know many of these. The first is VS Code has this language server protocol, and I think a lot of other editors support this. I think even Emacs supports this, although I don't know why you'd use this for scheme in Emacs. I haven't actually got this working, so I can't really recommend it, but I do think it's a cool project, and I do want to try and get this working. This supports contextual autocomplete for your variables and procedures, and will give you documentation and lots of the cool stuff that, you know, you might know if you use Company or the Geyser with the buffer and things. There are other VS Code plugins, and I tried most of these before embarking on writing my own. Most of these are just for syntax highlighting. I did see in Andy Tropin's talk someone was using Vim to write Scheme. And so maybe the Vim tooling is better. I used to be a Vim user, but I haven't tested it. Someone on the Sprightly forum said they used the Rainbow Delimiters plugin for Vim. Maybe there are some others. And like I said, I suspect this slide is missing a lot of cool projects. So if you know of them, come tell me. I'm interested. this is actually not related to Scheme per se, but I wanted to give it a shout out because it's such a cool project. If anyone's familiar with Margit, or I think it's pronounced Magit, for Emacs, this is a direct clone that works surprisingly well in VS Code. That's something I found along the way and thought I would shout out because it's a very cool project. So my plugin solves the indentation, and we had the syntax highlighting, but my plugin brought that too. I don't think I'm really the right person to implement PowerEdit or SmartPrends because I don't use them in Emacs myself. And we don't have REPL integration, but I actually think this is more doable. It just needs a bit more time. Dave has been working on a Hoot REPL that you can connect over via a WebSocket, so I think that's... I actually don't think that would be too much work to integrate with this plugin. And the documentation situation outside of Emacs is, I would say, pretty poor. I was meaning to move this slide, so I'm going to come back to it. To talk about the documentation a little more, this is Racket, which another Scheme, and I would say that it does this. I really like Racket's documentation. I think they do this really well. And so this is me searching for the string equals question mark plugin, and it has a search box on all manuals on the sidebar, and then this is the search results. You can see I can find it in a bunch of modules. And when I jump to it, I get the definition and then a bit longer and some examples. Really great. And I think this is maybe being a little harsh to the Guile manual. But usually when I try and use this in a web browser, I just open it and I know there is a procedure, a page with all the procedures on in an index. But I typically will just control F and try and find what I'm looking for and hope that it isn't in lots of examples throughout the manual. And this web UI that the info manuals generate for the web is really not so great. And I think this is one place where we could get a lot of mileage. Guile has a module for parsing these info manual stuff. And so we could use Guile and just build a much better web UI with search and everything like that. I think we could do a lot here. I don't think we should go away from the info manual system. It works great in Emacs, and it could work great on the web. We just need to put a bit more resources and tooling. You know, use some syntax highlighting on code examples, have a search. There's a lot we could do here. And then the slide I've put out of order, I'm sorry. I think I've made things a bit better in VS Code, I hope you would agree. There are lots of other editors out there, lots of people using other editors. And I want people to be able to come to Scheme and learn Scheme and use the editor they want to use and then be convinced Emacs is great and switch to it. But I want people to switch to Emacs because it's a great editor, not because it's the only viable path of writing Scheme and the Scheme programs. There are bugs in the VS Code plugin. I am a bad steward of this project. I sort of add what I need to get my job done. And really, the motivation for this comes from wanting there to be good options for new people to Scheme I'm at my heart an Emacs user, so I think if people want to come and help out with my VS Code plugin, fix bugs, and help out there, that would be amazing. Add REPL integration both for the Guile VM and maybe Hoot, and help out with the documentation project. I think it would be great if we get to a point where we don't have to recommend Emacs as the first step of learning Scheme. So yep, this is just a call for help. I think if you're a Scheme developer, if you like any other editor, there is a lot to do here. And so yeah, I guess I finished a little early. Are there any questions? Andy?
Just the issue with hash comments. Does it work okay? Is it better than pirate? Because it sucks. Right?
With what, sorry?
Hash and then semicolon. Where you can comment out a whole expression?
Yeah, my plugin does not handle. Oh, sorry. What do I do with the hash colon to comment out an entire S expression? My plugin does not handle that at all, and that's actually a major source of annoyance, because we have some of those in the Sprightly source code, and I will happily be reading this code and then get to the comment symbol and be like, oh, that's not great. So I don't deal with that, in short, and that's definitely one of the bugs. Yep.
So maybe this is maybe a bit of a meta question, but so you're saying, okay, this person doesn't want to use Emacs, mm-hmm. so use whatever editor you want, but then you have a, as it looks right now, a totally inferior experience, mm-hmm. and then maybe you think, oh, Scheme sucks because whatever, mm-hmm. the experience is so inferior. Why not just tell them, just use the real thing?
So the question is, if people use some of these other experiences and have a worse time, they might just think Scheme sucks. Why not just tell them to use Emacs and have a good experience? It's a great question. And I think there are two answers to this. One is we should make Emacs easier to use. And there are lots of projects doing this, Doom Emacs and stuff, try and give you a better Emacs that is pre-configured, so we could recommend that. But I think we're trying to solve, like, I think we can give people a good experience in editors they're familiar with. And so this is one step to make that happen, and then a call for help, because I can't do this on my own. I think we can make writing Scheme code in other editors a good experience. Maybe not as good as Emacs, but still a pretty reasonable experience where they can learn Scheme, write Scheme code professionally, even potentially, and maybe then be convinced of Emacs. For what it's worth, I don't think writing other languages in a lot of other editors is as good as writing Scheme in Emacs. I think we have a superior experience than a lot of other languages.
How well does it generalize to other schemes? So I saw you also completed like Guile use modules.
Mm-hmm.
But other schemes may not have that.
Yes. I'll repeat the question. How well does the VS Code plugin I wrote generalize to other schemes? It will do the indentation the same, and you can actually configure which of these like body clauses it will do in the settings. But I wrote the syntax highlighting and a lot of this with Guile in mind, and I called the plugin Guile Scheme Enhanced, I think. And so really it's aimed at Guile Scheme. I think Racket Scheme has some other options here, other schemes. I think another thing is that we could split the indentation part of this plugin out And then we could have that generally for other schemes and Lisps. And if you're interested in doing that, I would happily accept a pull request, and we can have two plugins, one for syntax highlighting and one for the indentation. And the autocomplete there isn't very good. I think we need LSP or something like that, and then you can get great contextual aware autocomplete. Yes?
So two related questions. First one is, have you played with the VS Code Debugger API? And the second one would be, do you, as a scheme developer, do you think debuggers are useful, or do you use it in your daily basis compared to the repo, which is something that you always open and you can use for similar things, let's say?
So the question is, have I played with the VS Code Debugger API, and how much do I use debuggers as a scheme developer? I have not played with it much. I think I read the docs a little bit for VS Code plugins. And I don't really use debuggers in Scheme. I used to for C++ and some other languages. I lean heavily on the PK, peak procedure. I don't know if anyone else writes Scheme in this way. I think the REPL and PK can do a lot of heavy lifting, and so if people want debuggers, they can try and do that, but I don't think they're as necessary in Scheme. Thank you.
Thank you. Excellent.